BFM.
I'm not getting excited, cause the thrill isn't mine to invite it. Just the chill when I learn that it's finally my turn. I finally earn my place in the urn, and I take a fall. But I keep my hands soft, I keep my body limp, and I move with the wind. I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectations.
That is the Beths, of course, with I'm Not Getting Excited. Last week I had a chat with Liz and Tristan from the Beths about what they've been getting up to. They've got a brand new song which comes out later today, and we're going to hear an early spin of it in a few minutes. But first, let's hear from the crew who are now over in the States touring, finally touring their fantastic album from 2020. Hello, Liz, and hello, Tristan. How are you going?
Very well.
Hi, Rachel. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely to have you here. And it's very exciting to be chatting about brand new music, a very exciting new single. How are you feeling about having this song in the world?
A bit nervous. We haven't really done before just like a single on its own without like album notes. Not since maybe 2016 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of water under the bridge since then as well. A lot of things have happened. World's changed a little bit.
Don't know what you're talking about. Could you expand on that?
How about you, Tristan? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited about it. It's got a brand spanking new drum beat, never featured before on a Beth song.
Very cool. Very cool. And you've all been squirreled away in Jonathan's studio, I imagine, making this. How has that process been, given everything that's been going on? It must be quite good to have that space.
It's great. It's like, we managed to go back in kind of late November and get back into kind of making new music again. Yeah, it's a nice feeling because we released our last album and it came out, you know, we finished it right at the start of 2020 and then released it in the middle of 2020. And then, I don't know, I guess normally you would be touring that for quite a long period of time and playing those songs for a long time, but we played them in New Zealand, but then it was kind of over and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I swear I didn't write, I hardly wrote any music at all in 2020, but I made a conscious effort to do some more writing in 2021, and so it's all coming up.
It's all coming up, Millhouse, over here. How about you, Tristan? How was it getting back into the studio for you?
It was really cool. Like, it ended up, because the Jump Rope Gazers we recorded in, maybe imagine like Neil Young and the band in the barn, you know, we all kind of rehearsed and performed everything together in the same room for a lot of it. And this one was like, yeah, when we had full lockdowns, it was like, let's all go away and mull over Liz's amazing demos and like flesh out parts individually to kind of bring in. And it's less maybe reactive to the ensemble and playing in the moment, and more like, this is what I reckon can work really well with the song. So we got a really cool balance between
both
of those performance approaches.
And I think as a band, you guys have, I mean, all bands have had to learn to adapt, or we've all had to learn to adapt to the times, but you've managed to do it in some really like joyful ways for your fans. I think I'm thinking about the video you made with Annabelle and Callum for Not Getting Excited, and how that was all filmed in your different bubbles, and it was like, it was awesome. You know, you kind of just took the parameters of the lockdown and just made it really work for you. How has that affected your songwriting, do you think, Liz?
That's an interesting question. It definitely has, but it's almost hard to say, because it still feels very, what is happening now still feels very zoomed in.
Yeah, still in the eye of it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. When I've been writing new music, I've been consciously trying not to write. I've been trying to make fun music, which is, or I always try to do that, and it sometimes still comes out depressing, but that's okay. but in a fun way. this song, and I feel like, As much as I'm not trying, maybe consciously even trying not to kind of write about like the thing, I feel like it comes out through everything. And
we'll all look back on it in 5 years on all the music made at this time, and we'll be like, that's what we were all going through, eh?
That's the whole thing. And all the like movies and all that. It's going to be an interesting period of time to look back on.
You're heading off to the States though. That's pretty exciting. How are you feeling about that?
I'm allowing myself to be really optimistic about it.
Cool.
And I think that we're all well rehearsed in keeping ourselves safe overseas, and I feel like there's not no risk, but I'm feeling good about the way that we've planned for dealing with the situation on the ground over there. So I'm really excited to go over and play some shows again.
Totally. And it's been a while since you've been overseas, and you've got some really dedicated fans over there. How are you feeling about it, Liz?
I don't know. I'm nervous, but I think the last time we were there was, August, September, 2019. So it's really been, over 2 years, and it's a long enough time that you're like, well, will anyone care when we come back? It's like, but it seems like they do, and it's a shame that the circumstances are what they are, but
we're all just finding ways to make it work, hey?
It's so buzzy over there, right? Like, people are just, they've just been, I don't know, gigging this whole time, and then things get shut down, and you're like, okay.
It's been very interesting to talk to people like Vera Allen, who's been, touring overseas with Girl Friday and is now back in Aotearoa, and hopefully we'll get to see Vera play some shows soon, fingers crossed. But that experience of just what you kind of have to do over there to kind of get by, because every state is different in America, and their rules are different, and the spaces are different. It's a brave new world, let's put it like that.
It's a wild country. It's like 50 different countries in one.
Yeah.
But that tour that we did in August 2019, it was with Girl Friday.
So, oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
That
would have been very cool.
Oh, it's so cool. They're a great band.
I'm keen to hear where you're excited to play, because I think when we talked to you about playing overseas once in the past, I think I remember you saying something about you're always surprised by which city loves which song more. You never really know, like London is obsessed with this track and another part of the country might be obsessed with a different song. What are you looking forward to about this tour, Liz?
What am I looking forward to? I'm just looking forward to, I guess, hopefully being in a place and playing shows and having that experience of seeing, like, it'll be like 2.5 years since we last were there, and since then there's a whole bunch of people who have only heard us for the first time in the last two years, and so it's exciting to kind of get to do that first gig again for a bunch of new people, and like, hopefully there'll be some people returning as well who've seen us before, but yeah, like we've never played any of the songs from Jump Rope Gazers over there, so
it's awesome.
There's an entire album worth of material to cover.
How about you, Tristan?
Yeah, I think similarly. Like, I'm excited to see how the songs off Jump Rope Gazers have gone, and like, it's been constantly amazing touring with this band and going and playing our first show in Singapore and having every person in the audience singing every single word to every single song.
It's so like cool.
Amazing. So I'm really looking forward to performing in front of a crowd of people with that positive energy that gigs bring. You know, it's like. It's indescribable, and we haven't had it for a long time, so
totally
can't wait to get back on the buzz.
I did want to ask about the very lucky window you had of being able to play at Whammy and at San Fran at some of these venues that were venues you were playing just as a little tiny baby band as well, and then getting, you know, to go back and celebrate those spaces, which are really important to the community, and bring your own new music back into those spaces. How was that process, that residency almost, that you were doing over the last wee while?
It was cool. I was quite nervous about a lot of the gigs. I don't really get that nervous before gigs much anymore, but those ones I were, because it was in front of a lot of, or like a home crowd and friends as well. So, you know, it's you want to impress everyone on the whole and have everyone like the new music, but you also really want to impress like the three friends that you know have been Ben's fans for the entire time and will be listening extremely closely.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a really good concentration and performance kind of focus.
The bartenders that have seen you do every gig since you were like in your early 20s kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got to impress the Whammy bartenders.
How about you, Liz? How was that?
It was super special and so so great. Like, just I think the last time we were trying to figure out the last time that the Beths played at Whammy Bar, which I think was maybe in 2018, and just I don't know, it's just like you get up there and look out and it just, you're like, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is home. This is great.
Totally.
It was so great, and it was just such a relief to get to the end of it and know that we just got super lucky, and like it's been totally just so rough seeing you know the other's way goodbye, and it's just sucks.
It does suck. I think we can all agree we're over the pandemic now.
like it
to be done.
Yeah.
It would be great if this virus stopped hanging out.
Yes. Yeah. I concur.
But I think it meant a lot to people to be able to see you guys play and also celebrate those spaces. And it's really, if there has been a good thing to come out of the pandemic, I think it has made people so aware of how important these communities are and how interconnected our music communities are. And there has been a lot of amazing moments of people reaching out and I guess like through music supporting each other a wee bit. Has there been anything that across this time has really stuck out to you as like a beautiful moment in the kind of weird terrain we've all been experiencing?
Last weekend I went and saw Bub and Samara Lofa and Double Double and Ben Lockett that Whammy Bar, you know, just like a few days after we'd finished the residency, and I was just it's just such a special place, like that and the Wine Cellar, and like we're so lucky as a community to have places like that where you can where you can just see amazing music like all the time, and it's such a Auckland and the whole of Aotearoa, it's like it's there's so much good music here, and I feel like we're just lucky to have these kind of places, and I hope that they are around forever.
Amen to that. What about you, Tristan? Anything to add to that?
Yeah, kind of a similar experience of just like I went to a gig that a friend of mine puts on, J.Y. Lee, who plays in every band. but yeah, it was like a kind of, you know, jazz gig. Like it's been on running for a long time with sort of middling to good attendance. But I went along last Thursday to try and see the Circling Sun band, and I just couldn't get in. I turned up on my bike at like what I thought was a pretty reasonable time, to find that the gig had started on time because there was heaps of people. And, you know, I was frustrated because I couldn't get in and see a band that I really love. But also, how great is that?
So
and even there were so many people there that I didn't recognize. It was like new music lovers coming to see, you know, some arguably niche music. And like, I was frustrated, but I was filled with hope.
Yes, that's awesome. That's really awesome. Well, I'm extremely excited to hear more about what you've been cooking up in the studio, but I'm very pleased we've got this new single. Have a fantastic tour overseas, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel. Ooh.
It's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
Brand new from the Beths, this is A Real Thing. That's a brand new track from the Beths. It's called A Real Thing. At 6 p.m. tonight, you can watch a brand new video for that. I believe if you head over to their Bandcamp, you can get that track now or pre-order it at least. Very, very cool new song. Good shreds for sure. Thank you so much to Liz and Tristan for chatting to me a couple of days ago about that track and what the Beths have been getting up to. Lucky to get in their residency down at Whammy Bar before it all kind of kicked off again here in Tāmaki. They are now over in the States touring the fantastic Jump Rope Gazers album. I know that their fans over there have been very, very keen to see that, so I hope they have a fantastic tour and we'll see them when they get back.